KLJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day. Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Joining me in the studio once again is Chantel Michon. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I thought we're going to talk about the superbug.
Okay.
And there's actually superbugs, but the superbug. And what that is our bugs that we can't get rid of. You know, sometimes we're getting the pneumonia or we're getting the viruses and things, and we're just really getting slapped really hard.
Okay.
Almost on our deathbeds from like a common cold. So that's a super bug.
Wow.
Yep. And that is actually, it's for about a century now, the bacteria fighting drugs known as antibiotics that help control and destroy most of the harmful bacteria that we've all been sickness from.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what's giving the huge, enormous amount of power to these bugs. That against some type of our bacteria, and so the antibiotics have been losing their punch against the bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want to take as many antibiotics as we've been taking. You know, maybe we shouldn't have been prescribed as many antibiotics as we did when the Western medicine came out,
right?
Because a lot of our body, its own immune system, can get rid of these bugs naturally itself. You know, and so if we would have just let our bodies take care of the bugs ourselves, we may not have as many super bugs anymore.
Yeah, but
as much
humans,
as we do.
As humans, we always have something we got to get done, so, you know, you don't have time to be laid up, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's true. Sometimes antibiotics don't take effect for like 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're in pain and you're hurting for like that 10 days. Now, within that 10 days, would we have started to feel better?
Yeah.
You know, you never know. Never know. So that's my argument on that topic, because it takes so long to get better on these antibiotics. Because
mm-hmm.
Some are like, oh God, get me better now.
Mm-hmm.
When you have infections, sometimes if you have the urinary infections that come around,
mm-hmm.
that we've heard about, UTIs,
mm-hmm.
with the antibiotics, again, those are like 10 days. But then if you do the pure cranberry, you're finding your relief like in 3 days and you're healing faster. Then sometimes with the more natural things,
mm-hmm.
you're healing faster and, you know, more naturally without the antibiotics.
So cranberry juice will flush your system then.
Yeah. If you have IT problems or bladder problems,
mm-hmm.
the cranberry juice is excellent for it.
Wow.
It's excellent. And you find relief faster too.
Okay.
You know, and same thing with like throat problems and ear infections with the antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
I had a throat problem. Strep throat, actually. I had a strep throat problem that went down to my collarbone all the way up to my ear by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I used bear oil. And I did 2 drops of bear oil in my ear and 2 drops of bear oil down my throat. And the next day, I was back to just that one little spot in my throat within 24 hours.
Hmm.
You know, whereas I think if I would have went to the doctor, I would have got the antibiotics and I would have been a really sore throat for another 3 days while I was waiting for the antibiotics to kick in.
Wow.
And so... So I really believe in our human body that we have what it takes to kind of boost it if we use the proper care of eating and, mm-hmm. you know, exercising. And there's some things that we can't get rid of, and we need those, the antibiotics,
mm-hmm.
to give us a whirl and see what happens. So I don't know. I'm so scared.
You're such a hippie, Chantel.
No, I'm so scared of Western medicine. But I know we need it, and so a lot of cases we do need it.
Okay.
And so now what these superbugs is because sadly the way we've been using all the antibiotics is what has created the new drug-resistant superbugs. And the superbugs is the strain of bacteria that is resistant to several types of antibiotics. And every year, these superbugs are probably growing, because every year they're trying to come up with new antibiotics, and every year we're getting new bugs. And so these bugs just keep growing, and... You know, everything's resilient. Like, Earth is resilient. Mm-hmm. Bugs are resilient. We're resilient. And so it makes sense that these bugs are getting stronger as we're trying to kill them off. Because they're just surviving. And they're just trying to survive their own species, you know?
Right.
Can't really be angry at them for that. What are you going to say? Oh, you mosquito. You gave me this malaria. I don't know. It's terrible. So we have all these drug-resistant bacteria infect more than 2 million people nationwide and kill at least 23,000 in the U.S.
Wow.
And so that's quite a bit. And the drug-resistant forms of tuberculosis, gonorrhea, staph infections are just a few of the dangers we face. because we lose a lot of people for staph infections. You know, did you hear that? It's like sometimes they'll go into the hospital for something and they get a staph infection and then they die from the staph infection and not even from what was wrong with the people in the first place.
Well, I got a staph infection when I went to the hospital.
Oh, no.
And I don't know what's up with it or anything. I think it's gone. I don't. Isn't there like a small bit of staph in your body anyway?
I think so. Okay. There's always a little bit of everything. I think we have in our body. We have like a natural, you know, immunity. And then if we have something that's come into our body, it always is in there.
Right.
And then it's going to fight if it tries to come back.
Right.
Yeah. Eric had a staph infection on his foot and his foot swelled. Mm-hmm. And I swear, I think my dad has one on his finger that he's going to the hospital yesterday and he just got out of the hospital.
Hmm.
And so I don't know what actually happened. It started out as a blister.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just spread to an open sore.
Wow.
I have no idea. So he's on his way back to the hospital for that. So we have these antibiotics are commonly prescribed drugs for the people. And we'd like to just kind of step back from them with my hippie lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Because these are also given to livestock and to help prevent disease and promote growth. And antibiotics are effective against bacterial infections, for pneumonia and diarrheal diseases and ear infections. So there's a reason that we have the antibiotics. But these drugs don't work for everything and they don't work against all viruses. And especially against the common cold or the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And the antibiotics prescribed don't always help you out. And they're not always necessary because sometimes they just get overprescribed. And the overuse and misuse of antibiotics helps to create the drug-resistant bacteria. And how it happens is that the antibiotic, when you have a viral infection like the flu, the drug won't affect the virus, making you sick. Instead, it'll destroy a wide variety of bacteria in your body, including some of the good bacteria that helps you digest food and fight infection and stay healthy. So it's kind of like when, you know, when we have the cancer cells and the cancer and we go for chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
The chemotherapy doesn't just kill the cancer, but it kills the surrounding tissue around it too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so then we're kind of losing that strength that we would have had right there around it too. Mm-hmm. So we're killing our body just a little bit more than the actual problem in the first place.
Would you say that because of the over-prescribing of antibiotics and the superbugs, that's what creates a pandemic that we have out there?
I think so. Okay. I honestly think
so. Like every year we have the flu going on in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. And along with that is that they don't actually know what flu bug is going to be coming out in the fall or over the winter. So what the scientists are doing are they're guessing. They're guessing on what antibiotics they're going to need.
Right.
But then with the superbugs, it's just they're not, the antibiotics aren't working. And how would we know? Yeah. You know, because then the flu comes out and different strains come out. And we have this one antibiotic for the year, and it's not even for the correct flu. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense. We do have that avian flu outbreak going on here in the state of Minnesota. And then I read something the other day about a dog flu. So.
Oh, I know. I know.
What is up with that? I mean, holy cow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, yeah, they killed all our chickens in the area because of the avian flu.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And I'm thankful kind of that I have the inside dogs and then my little chickens just live down in a valley. So I'm hoping that the avian flu isn't carried by mosquitoes or, you know, bringing around from somewhere.
Right.
And our bacterial infections that were treatable for decades are no longer respond to like what we were given for years.
So the next time you go to the doctor and they won't give you a prescription for whatever little sniffle you have or whatever, don't get mad at them.
Nope. Yep. Because now they're starting to realize that maybe you don't need it and they're not prescribing it as much as they used to.
Right. I know.
They're just going to kind of let the body boost itself back.
Okay.
You know, and hopefully in our next generations coming up, we're going to be stronger and healthier again because with the eco-therapies and the green living and getting rid of most of the antibiotics and kind of boosting our own food intake, as we're going to be a little bit healthier.
Awesome. All right. As usual, very interesting topic, Chantel. Thanks a lot for coming in and sharing that with us.
Thank you, Marie.
All right. That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.